Moonlight Shadow. I just went out the back and the moon is superb tonight. The last supermoon of 2022 is almost upon us. The Sturgeon supermoon, whatever that means, will grace our skies August 12, and then there's a three-day meteor shower that'll peak early the following morning. To explain exactly what I'm talking about, because I have no idea, is astrologist from Absolute Soul Secrets, Rose Smith. Good evening, Rose.
Good evening, Dennis. Hello, everyone.
Rose, can you just explain exactly what we're talking about here? It's Sturgeon supermoon. Is it the Perseid meteor shower?
Some people say Perseids and some people say Perseids, so I think it's probably up to your preference.
Okay, I haven't heard of either of these two. I've heard of supermoons before, but I haven't heard of Perseid or Perseid or the Sturgeon supermoon. What can we see in the sky, Rose?
Right. Well, unfortunately, up here in Queensland, we can't see it because it's clouded over and we've got rain the next 2 days. But the supermoon is a moon that comes very close to the Earth, within 360,000 kilometres. And this one is just within the definition at 359,828 kilometres. So only just in that definition, but it's very unusual that we've had so many because this is the fourth one this year, and that doesn't normally happen. And at the same time, we've got this meteor shower, which does happen every August, but it may be a little bit hard to see with the light of the moon because the light of the moon is sort of going to block out the light of the meteors.
Right. But I guess that depends on where you are in Australia?
Yeah, it does. And perhaps the meteor shower will be easier to see if you haven't got cloud cover or rain, maybe tomorrow night or the next night even. So, fingers crossed up here in Queensland that we'll be able to see it. But it sounds like the weather's good down where you are.
We've had a lot of cold, clear days, so hopefully we'll be able to see it. Are there times that we need to be looking out for this stuff?
It actually is around 11:35, I think, in the morning, but you won't be able to see the sun at that time because it will be morning. Yeah, so I would just say any time when you don't have cloud cover, race out and have a look.
Just in case there's a bit of activity, a bit of action.
Yes, yes. So the supermoon's peak is at 11:35 on Friday the 12th, tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow morning, you know, at sunrise or before sunrise.
The sturgeon, what's the significance of a sturgeon supermoon as other ones we've seen?
Yeah, so it just relates to the month. So it comes from the fish, the sturgeon fish. Yeah. And it's about when they're laying eggs and all that sort of thing, the sturgeon roe. We don't actually have them here in Australia. Unfortunately, we don't have Australian words for the names of the moons like they do. It comes from different Indian tribes in the States, and that's how they get the name. So, yeah, I'd love to give it an Aboriginal name, for example, but, yeah, there's... I can't find one.
Rose, excuse me. People in the emergency services talk about how people's behaviour can alter with full moons. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We see it on Absolute Soul Secrets. So we get often on a full moon, and especially a super moon, we get a lot more calls from distressed people during those times, and it depends on what sign the moon's in. So this time it's in Aquarius, so the star signs affected are going to be Aquarians, Taurians, Leos, Scorpios, and also Capricorns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, more than usual. So everybody gets it to some extent, but those star signs are probably going to feel it a little bit more. If you sort of tune in, you might feel a bit more tense. Some people even get physical symptoms. They might feel more bloated or just feel sort of out of sorts. You know, they don't feel good. It's a great time for arguments.
Oh, excellent. I've got a family get together on Saturday night. That'll be terrific.
It can go like that.
Oh, yes, it can indeed. Is it common for two, like we've got two events here. We've got the Perseid or Perseid meteor shower and the Sturgeon supermoon. Is that unusual?
Yeah, it is. Actually, I don't remember when that, or I couldn't tell you when that's happened last, but it must be a long time that they both fall, so closely together. And the legend of the Perseids or the Perseids is very interesting because it comes from Perseus, who actually slayed Medusa. And Medusa was three sisters, and they had the snakes coming out of their heads, you know, the Gorgons.
Yeah.
And, so he actually killed her. But, yeah, there's a lot of ambiguity around the legends, so there's different versions of the legends. But the two coming together, like the male energy of the Perseids and then the female energy of the moon, you know, you could say that, watch out, for arguments between men and women, basically.
And I've got a family event. I'm cancelling.
I don't think that's necessary. I just think to be a little bit circumspect or a little bit cautious in your language, perhaps.
No. Oh, well, sometimes that's difficult for some. Anyway, it's great to have you on the program. Just give us those zodiac signs, just for people, listeners, just to monitor themselves. I'm a Capricorn, so what were the other ones that might be a bit, how's your father in the next couple of days?
Well, everybody, but especially Aquarians. My husband's an Aquarian, so now that I'm talking about this, I'll be extra careful because he's an Aquarian. Taurians, Leos and Scorpios, you know, and with Scorpios, a sting in the tail might come out, you know, if there's any arguments, so... Yeah.
It's very interesting. Rose, where can people find you online or on social media?
Yes, so just look up Absolute Soul Secrets on Facebook. I actually do free readings every Monday morning at 8:30 on the Absolute Soul Secrets page on Facebook or YouTube, or come to our website, absolutesoulsecrets.com.
Do you ever get people who just want to get in contact with you to try and trick you or to try and sort of disprove what it is you're doing?
Sometimes, but I don't really care because I can't be bothered to argue with people. It's not my job to convince people. You either know or you don't. And yep. If you can't feel it in yourself, well, yeah, that's all right. I don't need to convince anybody of anything.
Now you're up in beautiful Queensland. I had a few days up there not so long back, and it was bloody cold, Rose.
Yes,
have things warmed up?
Yes, it has. In the last few days, it has been a very cold winter, unseasonably cold up here. I thought I was in Sydney or Melbourne. It was so cold, and the weather is just extreme. I'm dreading what's going to happen after we finish all this rain, because then the droughts will come and they'll be severe.
Hey, Bert has rung in with an observation. Bert's gone. He wanted to talk about the fact that, and I noticed it tonight too, that the moon was way up before, it was rising way before the sun was setting, Rose. Is that unusual?
Oh, I think it is, actually. I have seen the moon in the afternoon sometimes, but, you know, it always appears much fainter than at night, obviously, because the light of the sun. I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to him about that. So it is a bit unusual, I think.
I noticed it myself. Isn't that interesting? Bert's rung about that. Rose, great to chat with you. We've got a moonlight song for you, Rose.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's a very lovely song that you were playing before.
Oh, this is lovely too. It's a bit of Willie Nelson, Rose Smith. Again, Absolute Soul Secrets on Facebook and on all social media.
Thank you.
Good on you, Rose. Here's Willie, just for you. Take it away, Willie.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and we get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? Moonlight becomes you, and I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight. Although moonlight becomes you so. Your hair, you certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you, and I'm thrilled at the sight, and we could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. What a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? Moonlight becomes you, and I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight. Although moonlight becomes you so.
Thank you, Willie. Moonlight becomes you. We're lucky here in Victoria. You can see that beautiful full moon because it's not cloudy. But up in Queensland, sounds like it's still raining. Good to talk to Rose from Absolute Soul Secrets. If you have a motoring question, Paul Gover from drive.com.au, he's with us after the break. Maybe you're in the market for a motor car. Maybe you haven't made the decision. Maybe you want some advice. Paul Gover is an expert in the area. 133 693.